بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشعر فضل الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت بريز دور هذا الشعر محمد اختصب رحمة الله تعالى عليك. اسکا ٹائٹل ہے میرے دل سے مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. میرے دل سے مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. جوانی ڈل گئی لیکن کرامت روح کی دیکھو. جوانی ڈل گئی لیکن کرامت روح کی دیکھو کہ اس ظالم کے چہرے سے وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. کہ اس ظالم کے چہرے سے وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. مجھے گو دیکھتے ہو دوست تو تم صبح گلشن میں. مجھے گو دیکھتے ہو دوست تو تم صبح گلشن میں. میرے دل سے مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی. جوانی ڈھل گئی لیکن کرامت روح کی دیکھو. جوانی ڈل گئی لیکن کرامت روح کی دیکھو کہ اس ظالم کے چہرے سے وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. ہزاروں سال سے سر پر نہیں ہے تاج سلطانی. ہزاروں سال سے سر پر نہیں ہے تاج سلطانی. میرے سر سے مگر شانے میرے سر سے مگر شانے جہاں بانی نہیں جاتی. کہ اس ظالم کے چہرے سے وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. بچایا نفس کو میں نے بتان مردہ سے لیکن. بچایا نفس کو میں نے بتان مردہ سے لیکن. کمینے کی مگر وہ خوئے زاغانی نہیں جاتی. کمینے کی مگر وہ خوئے زاغانی نہیں جاتی. کرامت روح کی دیکھو وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. خرد کرتی ہے سامان رفو میرے گریباں کا. خرد کرتی ہے سامان رفو میرے گریباں کا. مگر اختر کیے چاکے گریبانی نہیں جاتی. مگر اختر کیے چاکے گریبانی نہیں جاتی. ہزاروں سال سے سر پر نہیں ہے تاج سلطانی. میرے سر سے مگر شانے جہاں بانی نہیں جاتی. جوانی ڈھل گئی لیکن کرامت روح کی دیکھو کہ اس ظالم کے چہرے سے وہ تابانی نہیں جاتی. میرے دل سے مگر آہ بیابانی نہیں جاتی.
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله with Allah's fazal, friends, to us managed to sitting here again. Only Allah's fazal and all the friends to us, otherwise it wasn't really possible. And one thing very great we all have to learn, make lot of shukar of our wives, what the support they are, what khidmat they do, how they go right out of the way. We are suffering, we are in difficulty, and they join in that. They can be sleeping peacefully, but they don't. So we must appreciate Allah has blessed us with hours of Jannat in our heart. Let us make Qadr, let us be loyal to them, let us make their khidmat also, let us not hurt their feelings in any way. What khidmat? A person can't imagine if we didn't, if this great ni'mat of Allah wasn't there, then what should a person do? We must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with great, great ni'mat, inshaAllah. This beautiful poem, Mere dil se magar aahe bayabani nahi chahti. The title of it, that from my heart in any way, in any case, the ah, the sigh of bayabani, of the deserts, of the jungles, that doesn't leave me. Like being alone in the desert, in the jungle, and crying to Allah Ta'ala. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Just an empty place, and you're only crying to Allah. That condition, Hazrat is explaining, that when a person, no matter what the dunya, the flowers, the roses, the buildings, the cars, all these things, but that when you are like alone with Allah Ta'ala. Jawani dhal gayi, lekin karamat-e-ruh ki dekho, karamat-ruh ki dekho. My youth has already gone now. And usually in your youth you are vitalized, you are energized, you do everything in your young days. And old age you can't do all that. But Hazrat says, though my youth has gone, by the barakat of this connection with Allah Ta'ala, karamat-e-ruh ki dekho, karamat-ruh ki dekho. Look at the karamat, the miracle of the ruh, that I'm still like a young person. This is similar to that when Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali passed away, then Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said that if I did not have that ni'mat and blessing from Allah Ta'ala now, I should have become so depressed that I should have been just on my bed, that my dear friend has passed away. Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, asked, Hazrat, what is that what Allah has blessed you with? He said, that same thing because of which you people sit and come by me. So, and here also, one point also I had to mention, that I'm sure most of the Satis didn't expect me, perhaps nobody didn't expect me. Last night I couldn't be present, so nobody, but still how many Satis came? From where and where? Usman came right from Swazirelika, Maulana Ismail from Kroonstadt, Maulana Muhammad came with his whole Jamaat from Maritzburg, all other brothers, Rustenburg brothers, from where and where, brother. So please keep the spirit up. And don't look at the person, look at the cause. Our Islah, our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah Ta'ala. Always attend the programs for our Islah. Otherwise we're going to lose out, we're going to start slipping. And Alhamdulillah, we got enough Satis ready who will carry on with the programs in even a more better way. So don't hesitate. Allah Pak has Alhamdulillah given us such Satis, and the programs will carry on. So we must always attend, inshallah. So anyway, so then Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah said, no, Hazrat, he was a bit informal. Tell us openly, what is it that you have got? He said, Nisbat ma'Allah. Because of that, if I did not have that connection, that iman, that yaqeen, that trust on Allah, that the loss of my dear friend should have caused me so to become so depressed, I should have been just on the bed all the time. So this is that. The jawani dhal gayi, youth is gone. The outward figure, vigor, outward form, everything is gone, figure, everything. But because the ruh was made, still there is that tabani, still there is that life, and there is that enjoyment. Ke us zalim ke chehre se wo tabani nahi jati. A person who has done this, and this was Hazrat himself, and Hazrat says a person who does that, that even in his old age, tabani nahi jati. The freshness on his face doesn't leave him. Though he has become old now, usually when a person is young, handsome, healthy, fresh, how vital he is. Old age is not like that. But those who got the treasure of Quran Sharif, who got the treasure of Deen and Ta'alluq with Allah, even in old age, they are still very fresh people. As in another poem, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains, that all these young boys, why do they come by me? I'm an old man. Young boys got nothing to do with old people. All they do is make a joke out of them, mock at them, laugh at them or something. But why do they come in with so much aqidat and muhabbat, that inside ruh, when that is made. Mujhko dekhte ho, dosto tum sahane gulshan mein. Hazrat says, you are seeing me sitting in the sahan, in the courtyard of gulshan. Whether it is referring to Hazrat's masjid and the khanqah, that Hazrat is sitting outside in the courtyard there. You are seeing me sitting here in Gulshan Iqbal. In the masjid of Gulshan Iqbal, you are seeing me sitting here. Meri dil se magar aahe bayabani nahi chahti. But from my heart, that sigh and pleas of the jungles don't leave me. And though I'm sitting here, today Allah has put me, and Hazrat most probably may be referring to Phulpur, where he was with his sheikh, which was just a jungle. That today, now Allah has put him in Karachi, a big city, modern, smart, up-to-date city. But I don't forget those days when I was in that jungle there with my sheikh, all alone. Only the two of us in the jungle there. Hazaru saal se sar par nahi hai taaj-e-sultani. Since how long? 1,000 years since ever. The crown of the kings is not on my head. I'm not a king of this world. I haven't got the crown of the kings on my head. Mere sir se magar shani jahan bani nahi jani. Jahan bani? Dunya. Mere sir se magar shani jahan bani nahi jati. But from my head, the desire to see the world doesn't go. And Hazrat traveled the world. And for what? Not to go and see the world, but to take the message of Allah. How Hazrat's beautiful whole poem, ke alfaz hai, ke tere geet gaaye hum, sari dunya ko majnu bana ke, that we will make the whole world become mad, and we'll make them all sing your praises. And Allah bless Hazrat with that reality. Accept that dua, that Hazrat, in the world today, people are busy singing the praises of Allah. People who didn't know about Allah, by Hazrat's barakat, they got ta'alluq with Allah. They got ma'rifat of Allah. They got the love of Allah. And mashallah, how many of our friends, inshallah, all are also blessed with this by the barakat of Hazrat. So Hazrat says, this Hazrat is, Allah has blessed him with. Bachaya nafs ko maine butane murdo se lekin. I saved my nafs from dead idols. Not only not the Hindus idols, but the dead idols, the walking, living walking dollies of the road, the makeup woman of the road, of all this dunya's things, love of dunya, having lot of investments, having lot of income, woman, etc. All this dunya thing, I saved my nafs from all these things. Bachaya nafs ko maine butane murdo se lekin kamine ki magar wo khue zaghani nahi jati. Zaghan?
Zaagh ki zama.
Kobre. Acha. Kamine ki, those who are kamina, who are base, who are low people, who haven't got any high values in life, who just live for the dunya, just the nafs they are living. Like a crow, just lives for its own things and eats dirt and filth all the time. So those people who just want dunya, who just want a beautiful house, dunya, beautiful car, woman, traveling, a lifestyle, all these things, fashion, design, all these things, so that kamine ki magar wukhue zaghani nahi jati, that the desire of the crows, that doesn't leave them. They are all the time. Whereas Hazrat says, when I saved myself from all these things, bachaya nafs ko maine butane murdo se, that a person who saves himself from all these dead idols, to your desires, your haram desires, a person who saves himself from all these haram desires, he is going to go to great heights. And that person who is kamina, who is base, who is low, who has got no values in life, he just does whatever he wants to. Fulfills all his desires all the time. فیرت کرتی ہے سامان رفو میرے گھریبا کا. سامان رفو سینہ. اچھا خیرت برینز کرتی ہے سامان رفو. دا برینز میک دا پریپریشن فار لائک وین یور کلوز گیٹ آن لٹرلی دیٹ مینس دیٹ از وین یو آر بروکن وین یور ہارٹ از بروکن ایٹسٹرا غریبان غریبا کا ڈو یو دس کال ہے اٹ لکس آفٹر اٹ دیٹ اٹ مسٹ بی نائس اٹ مسٹ بی اپ ٹو ڈیٹ ایوری تھنگ. مگر اختر کی یہ چاہ کے غریبانی نہیں چاہتی. بٹ حضرت سیز مائی جسٹ مائی چاک اوپن دیٹ آئی ایم ناٹ کنسرنڈ ہاؤ آئی لک آئی ایم جسٹ کنسرنڈ وتھ سم بڈی ایلس وتھ اللہ تعالی. لائک اے پرسن ہو فار ایگزامپل از رشنگ ٹو کیچ اے پلین اینڈ سم وے ہز پارٹ آف ہز کرتا گاٹ کاٹ ان سم تھنگ ناؤ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی وریڈ ہیل ٹیئر اٹ ہیل گو ہیز گاٹ اے ہائر آبجیکٹ. So like that, the brains are worried that I must be dressed up. But a person who got that is not even worried about this. And it doesn't mean we must be untidy and that. It means give وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. You will see to all your other things also, but your main concern will be Allah and the greatness and honor of Allah Ta'ala. MashaAllah. What a sentence of Allah. That is how could you say.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ مزعہ وجعل الجنۃ مثواہ کا کلام ہے حمد باری تعالی. جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستا میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستا میں. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جام میں, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جام میں. آپ کا سنگ در اور میرا تر, آپ کا سنگ در اور میرا سر, حاصل زندگی ہے جہاں میں, حاصل زندگی ہے جہاں میں. سارے عالم کی لذت سمت کر, سارے عالم کی لذت سمت کر, آ گئی ہے تیرے آستانے, آ گئی ہے تیرے آستانے. لذت ذکر حق اللہ, لذت ذکر حق اللہ, اور کیا لطف آہو فغام, اور کیا لطف آہو فغام. کیا کہوں کیا کہوں قرب سجدے کا عالم, کیا کہوں قرب سجدے کا عالم. یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں, یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں. برق گرنا, برق گرنا مگر رخ بدل کر, برق گرنا مگر رخ بدل کر آہ سنتا ہوں میں آشیاں میں. کیا لطیف پیرائی کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ حضرت نے بیان کیا ہے. برق گرنا, برق تم گرے لیکن ذرا سنبھل کے گرنا, اس لیے کہ کہیں آہ کی آواز آ رہی ہے, کہیں آہ کی آواز. آہ سنتا ہوں میں آشیاں میں, عالم غیب کا یہ کرم ہے, عالم غیب کا یہ کرم ہے, چشم بینا دیا قلب و جام, چشم بینا دیا قلب و جام, در سے تسلیم و خون تمنا, در سے تسلیم و خون تمنا ہے, نہا عشق کی داستا میں. لازم ملزوم ہے یہ تو عشق کے راستے میں اور اللہ کی محبت کے راستے میں, در سے تسلیم اور خون اور تمنا, یہ لازم تو ہوتا ہی ہے, ہونا ہی چاہیے, اس کے بغیر جو ہے اس راہ میں آ ہی نہیں سکتے. در سے تسلیم و خون تمنا ہے نہا عشق کی داستا میں, لذت قرب بے انتہا کو, آہا قرب میں کیا لذت ہے, کیا مزہ ہے, حضرت فرماتے ہیں میں بتاؤں کیا, لذت قرب بے انتہا کو بتاؤں کیا, کس طرح لائے اختر زبان میں, یعنی اختر جو ہے اس کا زبان میں لا ہی نہیں دے سکتے, کس طرح لائے اختر زبان میں, جس سے آپ جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستا میں,
یہ زمین جیسے ہے آسمان میں. When a person finds Allah tabaraka ta'ala and in his close communion, union with Allah ta'ala, it is like this ground earth is in the heavens. In other words, you have made miraj. You are by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah blesses every salik with that. That the salik, when he makes this effort, though it's not all the time, but those moments come. Sometimes in your dhikr, sometimes just in your thoughts, sometimes in your sajda, sometimes in your tilawat, the closeness of Allah. At that time, like one time, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were sitting. Next to him was Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Mufti Mahmood Hassan Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali. Then suddenly during, while making bayan, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali kept quiet. Then Mufti Mahmood Sahib was sitting next to our Shaykh, whispered in his ears and said, Maulana, is waqt hamare saath yaane, that Maulana is not here with us at this moment. He is there, Miraj, he is there by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah blesses the salik with this year. Ye zameen jaise hai aasma mein, jisse hai aap khush is jahan mein, with whom Allah is pleased in this world. Wo shab o roz hai kul sita mein, that person morning and evening is in a garden, gardens of Jannat. Whether he is in this dunya, he's in his work, he's in some difficulty, hardship, but he's by Allah Ta'ala, he's in the garden by Allah. His connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in fact, like in other poems, Hazrat has explained, once this basic connection has been made, then when these conditions come, it's a means of gaining more closeness to Allah. A person goes closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he was also in his illness, he says, in this illness, Allah has given me that qurb, that closeness which I did not get without it. So a person then goes closer to Allah in all his halat and his condition also. So we must first make that basic effort to get that connection with Allah. Then whatever halat come, a person just goes closer to Allah. And if Allah save us all, we haven't got that connection, any halat come, we go further away from Allah Ta'ala. And if we made that basic little effort, then these halat take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, seeing my tears of sorrow, tears of sorrow coming from my eyes, abre rahmat ki baarish hai, jaam hai. It is the rains, the torrents of rains of mercy of Allah in this world. That why are the tears coming in my eyes? It isn't just like that, the tears. Allah's torrents of rahmat of Allah are falling down. Aapke sange dar aur mera sar. Your threshold, the place of sajda. And my head, I put it down in sajda by you. And this is not only an outward sajda, but a sajda in ruh, in spirit. That you, whether it is a physical sajda or whether anywhere you are, then you have just submitted yourself to Allah Ta'ala. And you are in total submission. That is what sajda actually is supposed to be. Total submission. Hasil zindagi hai, jahan hai. That is the total, sum total of the object of this world. The total submission. And a person submits radha bil qada. That Ya Allah, whatever you have decreed, that Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, whatever condition you have kept me in, I just submit myself. That is not easy. Allah bless us with it. To be totally, to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala in all conditions. Hazrat has explained the very, very deep points of the tasawwuf and in poetry form and made it delicious in fact. Sare alam ki lazzat simat kar. All the enjoyments of the dunya have come together. What's the right word for simatkar? It has been drawn, all collected in one place. Like you collect all, you had a show. People were collecting money at many gates. Now at one place you're collecting all that here. So sare alam ki lazzat simatkar. All the enjoyments of the whole world, they are being collected and they came one place. Aagayi hai tere aasta mein. They have come in your threshold. They have come in your surroundings. The aasta, like you have this buzurgs, they have the aasta, where they place a central place. All the enjoyments of the world have come in your worship, in your obedience, in submission to you. Lazzat zikr haq, Allah, Allah. What is the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? Or kya lutf aho fuga mein. And what enjoyment there is in crying, sighing, and pleading to Allah Ta'ala. Making zikr sometimes, getting that enjoyment. Making your du'as at another time, and getting that enjoyment. Kya kahu qurb sajda ka alam. And what must I say of the closeness of sajda, that world of the closeness of sajda, which Imam Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that sometimes Allah blesses me with that sajda, that I feel it is more valuable than the 200, owning the 200 countries of the world. That one sajda is so valuable. So, and this doesn't happen all the time. But sometimes, wo kabhi idhar se guzre, when Allah passes sometimes, and at the closeness you feel it. Ye zameen jaise hai aasmaan mein. At that time it is as though this earth is in the heavens. Bark girna magar rukh badal kar. The lightning must strike, but it must, its direction it must change a bit. It mustn't just strike anywhere. Where it mustn't strike? Ah, sunta hu main aashya mein. In the nest of the bird, I'm hearing there is a bird there. Ah, so don't strike on that poor bird. From there. So in other words, those who are close to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And so the lightning which comes, that it mustn't strike and break those hearts. That like that bird which is in the nest and it's crying, the ah, you can hear. So, oh lightning, don't strike on there. So this heart which is in connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, oh lightning, don't strike on this heart. Zara badal kar. Ruh badal kar. Girna, magar ruh badal kar. Just change your direction a little bit. Don't strike here. This great treasure of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, don't strike on there. Alam-e ghayb ka ye karam hai. This is the great kindness of Allah, of alam-e ghayb of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Chashme bina diya qalb o jaan mein. Allah gave chashme bina, eyes that can see, not blind eyes. Qalb o jaan mein. In the heart also, the eyes of the heart also can see. And the eyes of the head also can see. Very, very fortunate is that person who got this hidayat. That is, his shariat also is correct, his iman also is correct. His Islam is also correct, his iman is also correct. That is a very, very great thing which Allah Ta'ala, and that is alimi ghaib ka ye karam hai. It is the karam of Allah. When Allah opens our eyes, that one is the eyes of the heart. We can understand bringing up our children, running our house, what the family, what the business, what is right, what is wrong. This birthday parties are not for us. You got eyes of the heart. You understand that birthday parties are not right. Videos, music, all these things, all the other wrong things on the cell phone, photos of the children on the cell phone, all these wrong things, pictures hanging in the house, all these wrong things, mixed gatherings, where they're just a small family affair, but mixed gatherings, you understand this, that is, Allah has opened the eyes of your heart. That is why you have understood. Eyes of your head, openly also. You understand namaz is for us, it's important. I must make namaz, I must encourage my wife. You don't have to be so hard on her, but with proper encouragement, kindness, work on her, on the children, they make their namaz, they observe shariat, parda, etc. All these things. So the eyes of the heart and the eyes of the head are open. Very fortunate. That's a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Darst-e tasleem wa khun-e tamanna. Two things which Qari Sahib explained, Jazahumullah khair. Darst-e tasleem, the lesson of surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. This has to be there all the time. A person has got desires, but he surrenders to Allah Ta'ala. A beautiful woman walks in the shop, or on the street you see her, or you go to the bank, the teller is beautiful, and your desire is to look. But now you surrender to Allah Ta'ala. At that time, that's the taslim. Khun-e tamanna. And your desires, you make blood, or you slaughter that desire. That desire is there, but you make khun out of it, you slaughter it, that desire. These two things, as Qari Sahib said, they go hand in hand. They have to be. You surrender your desires and you slaughter those desires. One is you just surrender, but it's still there. And one is the fowl was running around. You caught it and you put it in the fowl run. And one is you slaughter it. Now it's finished, it's gone. So that desire, one is you control it. And one is you slaughter it. You completely slaughter it. So this is a salik has to be doing this. And it isn't just a matter of wearing khanka, topi, beard, kurta, but this inside reality, that these desires are going to be in there. All the time, you become an old man also, these desires will be there. But you have to surrender them, control them, and then slaughter them. Hey niha ishq ki daasta mein. Allahu Akbar, kya jumla. This is hidden in the story of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Without this, you're not going to become an ashik. You're not going to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, mashallah, you'll get your sawab. Sunnah dressing, kurta, topi, namaz pabandi, tahajjud also, nafil rozas also, zulhijjah 10 rozas also, 9 rozas, everything you are doing. But you have to do this. That desire that will come. Desire for name and fame. Desire for dunya. desire for all this, you have to surrender it, you have to slaughter it. And this is hidden in the story of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is that lazzat, that enjoyment, qurbe be intiha, that closeness which is unlimited. Where Allah will bless you, but unlimited closeness of Allah Ta'ala. One is, it's a certain amount you have reached till there. And one is unlimited. How great is that? So this lesson which all in this poem Hazrat has given is to acquire that enjoyment of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which is, there is no limit to it. You will just be enjoying all the time. Kis tarah laaye akhtar zubame. How can I explain? My tongue is limited. My mind is limited. My heart is limited. My words are limited. My thoughts are limited. Now that unlimited enjoyment, how must I explain it? But everything of mine which is limited, how can I explain that unlimited enjoyment? May Allah bless us with all these great realities, inshallah.
تبریز دورہ شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ کا کلام ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ گو عشق کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ گو عشق کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ گو عشق کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ ملتا نہیں لیکن کبھی بے خون و پسینہ ملتا نہیں لیکن کبھی بے خون و پسینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ اللہ رے یہ جوش محبت کی بہاریں اللہ رے یہ اللہ رے یہ جوش محبت کی بہاریں ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے میرا سینہ ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے میرا سینہ گو عشق کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ گو عشق کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ ملتا نہیں لیکن کبھی بے خون و پسینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ اے اشک ندامت میں تیرے فیض پہ قربان اے اشک ندامت میں تیرے فیض پہ قربان اے اشک ندامت میں تیرے فیض پہ قربان برسا ہے جو آسی پہ یہ رحمت کا خزینہ برسا ہے جو آسی پہ یہ رحمت کا خزینہ ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ
ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ، ملتا نہیں ورنہ یہ محبت کا نگینہ، ملتا نہیں ورنہ یہ محبت کا نگینہ، ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے میرا سینہ، اللہ رے یہ جوش محبت کی بہاریں، اللہ رے یہ جوش محبت کی بہاریں، ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے میرا سینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ مدینہ، مانا کے مصائب رہے عشق میں اختر، مانا کے مصائب رہے عشق میں اختر، مانا کے مصائب رہے عشق میں اختر، پر ان کے کرم سے جو اترتا ہے سکینہ، پر ان کے کرم سے جو اترتا ہے سکینہ، مانا کے مصائب رہے عشق میں اختر، پر ان کے کرم سے جو اترتا ہے سکینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ، ہے شرط کسی اہل محبت کی توجہ، ملتا نہیں ورنہ یہ محبت کا نگینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، اللہ رے جوش محبت کی بہاریں، برسا ہے جو آسی پہ یہ رحمت کا خزینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Very ideal for this occasion when all the people are in Makkah and Medina, mashallah, and our hearts also should be there. Very, very important. We should be thinking, making dua for them, and we should have this desire that we were also there. And mashallah, some of our friends take so much effect. You can see it clearly on their faces, tears rolling from their eyes. MashaAllah, Allah bless us all with these realities, and Allah accept inshallah. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safir. Sometimes or the other, my boat will also reach the shore. In other words, my desire to go to Makkah and Medina, my du'as will be accepted. In other places, Allah says, Hazrat says, the middle of the night, du'as of mine, they're going to show their colors. And I will be going to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah aur Medina. And we will see with great love Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Today I found an old friend of mine, an alim, Maulana Yusuf Pandor. He's quite old, make dua for his health also. He's also make lot of dua for him. So in love he says, I tell the children, Chanda Mama, the moon. Chanda Mama, se kehna, you must say it. جب مکہ مدینہ جائے، جب جائے مکہ مدینہ تو بی بی فاطمہ کو کہنا سلام. So that love for the family of the Prophet. Then he says, I love that family very greatly. There is a very great thing to have that real love of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, the family of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Everything which is associated to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a great, great talk of Iman. Go ishq کا موجود ہے ہر دل میں دفینہ. The love of Allah is in Allah has made it wadiyat, kept it as a trust in every person's heart. Before we came in this world, Allah showed Himself to all, everyone. Now in this world we are Muslims, non-Muslims, they are whoever, but Allah showed Himself, Alastu bi Rabbikum. So He is love, He is ma'rifat, Allah is in the heart of each and everyone. It is now like gold is in the ground, diamonds are in the ground, but now you have to go and dig, and you have to do mining, and you have to take it out. There is gas in the ground, there are oils in the ground. Now you have to go and do the effort. So the love of Allah is in everyone's heart, even in an atheist's heart. Everyone, but the correct effort must be made, it will come out. And those who are Muslims, how much more easier. We don't have to cross the barrier of kufr. Allah kept us in Islam. Now we just have to make a small effort. Like they haven't got, it is in the ground, but they haven't got license to dig. Allah given us gold mine license also. And we can take out this gold of the love of Allah from the heart. Milta nahi lekin kabhi bi khun o pasina. But it's not just like that. Khun o pasina. Blood and sweat you have to sacrifice. You have to make an effort. Then this treasure which is in your heart, very close to you. How far is your head from your heart? So near. But it's not going to come without this effort. And what is this effort? The obedience of Allah, staying away from haram, getting gay, sitting in the company, as Hazrat explains, until you don't go in the company of some ahlullah, and he won't open your eyes of your heart for you, and he won't show you how to take out that ma'rifat, you're not going to know it. You are living where you are living, and you came to know there is gold under your house. But the mining, you don't know how to do mining. You'll have to go to the, you'll have to employ somebody. Most of the riches of the world are kept in the so-called third world countries. They don't have the technology of taking it out. So they have to go to the people of the first world countries, come and take out our treasures which we have got. So like that, you have got, everyone has got their treasure. But go to a sheikh. And then he is going to help you and guide you how to take out the treasure from your heart. Allah, Allah, Allah re ye josh e muhabbat ki bahare. Oh Allah, this josh, this power of the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Bahare, like the season of spring. So wonderful that time. And this power of the love of Allah which come, like the season of spring which we are in now. Flowers are blossoming, trees were empty, no leaves. Now they got green leaves, they got flowers on them. Everything is so beautiful. Ek aag ka darya sa laga hai mera seena. When you have found that love of Allah, it is like ek aag ka darya. A fire, a sea of fire has hit my heart. When you find that love of Allah, that what was in your heart, now it has changed into a sea of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Into a sea of fire, of the love of Allah has hit your heart now. So just go to some Allah Wala, and mashallah, many of our brothers, how they experience this love of Allah. E ashke nadamat mein tere face pe qurma. Oh, the tears of sorrow which come, that you want to commit guna. But you'll commit guna, you'll lose this great treasure. You'll get distant from Allah Ta'ala. You'll be again in darkness. So that tears that come out, that you don't want to break the laws of Allah, that you'll observe the laws of Allah, on the barakat of that, I sacrifice. I sacrifice everything for this, that sorrow that I feel. I want to commit this guna. I would like to see this woman. I would like to chat to her. I would like to go onto this porn site. I would like to go to on this see this video or that, but I don't. Now, so to say, tears of sorrow come out. But the tears of sorrow, I sacrifice my life on the tears of sorrow, because they are going to take me closer to Allah Ta'ala. Barsa hai jo aasi pe ye rahmat ka khazina. This person who was going to become an aasi, a disobedient of Allah, but the rahmat of Allah came and saved him. And now the tears are the rahmat of Allah which are coming out. And you save yourself from disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hey shirk, this is the thing. Hey shirk kisi ahle muhabbat ki tawajjuh. The condition is some ahle muhabbat, some lover of Allah, some person who we call a sheikh kamil, a person who has got this love, you need his attention on you. You need his sohbat. You need his company. You have to make ta'alluq with him. Milta nahi warna ye muhabbat ka nagina. Otherwise, this great jewel and pearl, this diamond of this love of Allah, you won't get it. It's there in your heart. You got gold in your country, but you haven't got the know-how to take it out. How are you going to get it? Get somebody who knows how to take it out for you. So you, everyone, even an atheist has got this love of Allah. Allah has put it in everyone's heart, and that is more valuable than all the gold in the world. All the diamonds, all the pearls, everything that is more valuable. But you go to somebody who's got the know-how, how to take it out. Maana ke masaib hai, rahe ishq mein akhtar. Hazrat says, this is the nizam of Allah Ta'ala. That in this path of Allah Ta'ala, it is strewn. There are many, many difficulties and hardships. And the biggest is your nafs desires. The desire is strong within you. You like all the things of this world. You like to go and see this soccer match. Go and watch this. Go on there. Go have a fun day. Yeah. Do this. Go out with women. Go for a holiday. Go for a picnic. All those things you want to. Or other difficulties. Sometimes financial difficulties. Sometimes health problems. Sometimes infights, arguments. So these difficulties are in this path. But also, Allah's qudrat is such, and we must ask Allah. And like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, غَيْرَ إِنَّ عَافِيَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. That these difficulties, I understand, O Allah. But afiyat, that I desire, I'm weak. This is, bimari is also your ni'mat. But your ni'mat of tandurusti, of health, and you have got the qudrat, that without giving the bimari, you can give that darja which you want to give. Without giving the bimari and the other problems, whatever, you can forgive my sins. You can, to test me, you don't have to put me in a test. You are that kind, not only powerful, but kind and merciful. Without exam, say pass. Go, you are passed. So we must ask Allah for that afiyat of Allah Ta'ala. We are extremely weak. But otherwise the normal system is, and everyone had to go through. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, in the battle of Uhud, when the enemy surrounded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam from all sides. One sahabi was protecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam with his bare hands. So much so, not one arrow, not two arrows, all the meat of his two hands was finished. Where will we stand it? And we, little bimari, we get parishan. Little financial problem, little in domestic problem, we get so parishan. But how, what sacrifice? Imam Abu Hanifa went to jail. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal went to jail. They were lashed how many times a day? Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. So in this path, and those who are close to Allah, Allah makes them path. But we ask Allah for afiyat. We are very, very weak. That without the test, without punishment, without halat, Allah gives us His closeness and He makes us pass. And Allah has got the qudrat and Allah is merciful. Par unke karam se jo utarta hai sakina. But by the blessing of this, Imam Abu Hanifa was in jail. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was. But what they say, we were like in Jannah. Imam Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, right in the fire of Jahannam. But he was in what sakina of the fire of this world, what Namrud made. But what sakina Allah Ta'ala had put. So Allah gives that peace of mind from inside. Outwardly people see the person is suffering, he's in difficulty, but that, Ya Allah, how you keep me, I'm happy, I'm satisfied in there, but insan is weak. And particularly make dua, I'm the weakest. of all. Allah make it easy for us all and don't put us through these tests and trials. Allah give us shifa. MashaAllah. Jazakum Allah all for coming also. By your coming, the barakat, Qari sahab. By Ijaz coming, MashaAllah. What barakat? May Allah accept, inshaAllah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے قرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سورہ رحمان پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی دل میں خدا کا نور بسا لو بات کرو جب قرآنی چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہیں ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لخير الأديان الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى الإسلام والإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك ولك الحمد حمدا دائما لا يريد قائله إلا رزاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم لك الحمد في بلائك وصنعك إلى خلقك ولك الحمد في بلائك وصنعك إلى أنفسنا ولك الحمد في بلائك وصنعك إلى أنفسنا خاصة ولك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبي نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.